Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Demetrius.
Hi, Demetrius. This is Michelle Gupsa, and I just got through speaking to a Vicky. I called regarding a charge that was charged to my account that I did not authorize, nor did I approve. Who do I need to speak to, one, to find out how this was done, and then who obtained this information? Because the information that she provided is incorrect. My name is Michelle Gotcha, but it, for some reason she gave me the name as Michelle Jimenez. That's my ex-husband's last name. And I've never gone under Jimenez, ever. And then she gave me a telephone number of a 956-664-8464. That number is to the bank that I work at. And the Gmail account that she provided was a Gmail account that I no longer use because it was hacked into 4 months ago. So I need this $56.95 reimbursed into my account, and how do I go about? She already canceled it, but one, I need to know who authorized it, who did it, and how do I go about in getting this money reimbursed? Because I cannot touch this account right now due to the divorce.
Let me see. Verify your shipping address for me.
My address is 807 Crown Circle, Edinburgh, Texas 78539. And she said something about a mixer. I have not received anything at all.
Okay.
I'm sorry. She said a KitchenAid mixer, which would not be me because I have one that I purchased 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me see here. All right, this is for a KitchenAid mixer, okay. So you're saying you don't know what this is for? I mean, not what it's for, but you don't think you ordered anything like this?
No, I haven't ordered anything, nor have I even received a mixer here to my home. And my last name is not Jimenez. That is my husband's name. We're going through a huge divorce that's taking forever. My last name is Garza. I've never gone by Jimenez, ever. My legal name is Michelle Y. Gusta.
Okay. All right, well, if you are claiming this is a fraud, we could put this under a fraud investigation. Whereas that we contact the local authorities, we provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify where the actual charge is ordered from.
Okay.
During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud across fraud charges.
I just need to know, how can I go about finding out, one, that is my account number that it was taken out of. Two, they used my old Gmail address, which is the MichelleG1997@gmail. They used my bank telephone number. That's my employer's telephone number. And my last name is not Jimenez. That is my ex-husband's last name. My last name is Garza. I've never gone by his last name, ever. And what did I purchase for $56.95? Like, I am totally confused. And this account, I can't have anything come out of this account. So who can help me in finding out? One, I need to get, I note everything down so I can let the attorneys know on Monday, my attorneys, that this was not, it was fraud, but I need to find out who did it. What do we do to go about to get this reimbursed? Who do I need to speak to?
This is the fraud department, ma'am. That's why I'll explain.
That's
this is the fraud department. As I was stating, we could put this under a fraud investigation. Contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify where the actual charge to order from. During a fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud across fraud charges. But if you don't want to go through the fraud investigation, we process with a 35% refund of the charge. But if you're sure you didn't order this mail, we have the fraud investigation for you.
Okay, I'm confused. What do you mean?
Okay, I said if you're sure you did not order this, ma'am, we have the fraud investigation. If you do not want to go through the fraud, we offer 35%. But if you're sure you did not order this, we have the fraud investigation, ma'am.
That's right. So that's what I need to do. But I also need to – what was purchased? Was I supposed to receive something? There was something coming in the mail? Because that's another thing that I would need to know.
You said, was something coming in the mail?
I'm sorry?
You said, was something coming in the mail?
Yeah, what's the $56.95 for? She said it was for a KitchenAid mixer. I have one of my own that was purchased 5 years ago. So what am I buying? What did I get? Who did it? How do we go about in knowing? I just need to make sure that this account is not touched. Because there's two restraining orders on these accounts that nothing can be coming out of, especially if I didn't authorize it.
Okay. So which one did you want to do, ma'am? Did you want to go through that fraud?
I need to be reimbursed, and I need to know who did it.
That's what the fraud investigation does, ma'am. Do you want to go through the fraud?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Provide me a few seconds while I input the information.
Thank you.
All right, while the fraud investigation is going on, ma'am, we're going to issue the full refund for you. It's going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else I can do for you?
Will I be getting something by mail?
You're going to get an email.
I'm going to get wait a minute. Where am I going to get an email to?
MichelleG1997@gmail.com.
No, that Gmail is no longer, I don't use, that hasn't been used in months because of fraud that was committed through that email. I'm on the dark web or whatever it is. Can I give you my bank email, my work email?
Sure.
Okay. That way it's confirmed, and then I'll let legal know on my end at the bank. Just let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
It's Michelle, MICHELLE, capital Y, dot Garza, @vantage.bank. And Vantage is with a V as in Victor, AENTAGE.
Okay. You said Garza, right?
Correct. Michelle Y. It's capital M and then a capital Y. Dot Garza at Vantage.bank. And the email's going to be coming from whom? Is it Deluxe Direct, the way that it appears on the debit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And who do I need to speak to? You're saying within 3 to 5 business days?
Yes, ma'am. You're going to receive a refund within 3 to 5 business days.
And if I don't, yes. And if I don't receive this email, is there a telephone number that I can call and speak to somebody? Do I need the confirmation number?
You can just call the same number.
Okay. And what reference number do I go based on?
What do you mean?
Well, every time there's an incident report, a fraud report, there's always either a number, a reference number, a case number, something that I can refer to so that when I call or whoever you call, it's a number that you're given. Just like the cancellation number that Vicky gave me.
No, ma'am, it's nothing like that. All the accounts are notated, so when you call in, they'll know. And they pull up the account, they'll see what's going on.
Okay, so I still have to call the 844-488-4806. That's the customer support number. What's the number to the fraud?
This is the same number, ma'am. You just have to get transferred over. There is no number for fraud. You just call the same number you're calling now.
Okay, Dimitris, and how do you spell it? Is it Dimitris?
Dimitrius.
Okay, I will be expecting an email within 3 to 5 business days along with the reimbursement. If not, I'll be calling back.
Sure.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
That's it.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
The same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.